Okay, we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo Shonu El Mitzakonis Ezra Ve'elef. This, the halach of the Mishnah, that you can get married only on Wednesday, only applies from the Takon of Ezra and onward. That Beis Din was only kavu on 2 days a week, Monday and Thursday. Avo Kovim Takonis Ezra, Shabbat Yidinim Kuim B'chol Yom. Before the Takon of Ezra, there was no set day when Beis Din sat. Whenever there was a need, they convened. So therefore there was no need to get married on Wednesday, because he would cool off by the time the next Beis Din came along. The next Beis Din would come along whenever he needed it. So he'd get married any day. So Isha Niseis B'chol Yom.
Huh? Takon of Ezra went all the way to Bavel?
Yes, sir. So what's it called? So then a woman can get married before Takonis Ezra, where there was no, what's it called, batim dinim kvuim dafka 2 days a week, get married any day. Where it says, kodim Takonis Ezra, my dahavi havi, what do I need a halacha to tell me what happened in the past? Whatever it was, right? Hachi koma, iiko bate dinim de kvuim hoidna, ke kodim Takonis Ezra, Isha Nisus B'chol Yom. If, in fact, in any place, the Batei Dinim will not have two set days to sit, but they'll convene whenever necessary, then this Mishnah doesn't apply. Then a woman can get married any day. Shmuel says, how can you get married any day? L'chor, you can't get married any day before Wednesday because of another reason. Ha'bo'in and Shoktu. You need the halacha of Shoktu, that you need, they gave 3 days to prepare the Suda. Right, that a woman should have a fitting suda for a chasana, so you can't get married on any day before Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right, until Wednesday, 3 days you need. Mora says the triach, like, no, it's talking in a case where he already prepared the suda from before. So if he prepared the suda from before, you can get married any day. My shoktu, right, we're asking a question on Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. I don't know, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, from the din of Shoktu, where do we find that there's such a din? We can ask the question on him. Tanya, because Shoktu was mentioned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, why was there a takana that a Besula should get married on Wednesday? If you get married on Wednesday, have relations Wednesday night, and if he didn't find her a Besula, the next morning, before he cooled off, he would go to Beis Din. The Tinosi Be'echa B'Shabbos, and the Braisa itself asks to get married on Sunday, same thing, right? And then to wait and go Monday to the Beis Din, right? V'mhoyelo Tainus Beis Din, Tainus Besulim, Hoyamashkin Beis Din, you could go to Beis Din on Monday. Where it says Shoktu Chachomim, so the Braisa mentions this idea of Shoktu Chachomim, Altarkatanus Be'Israel. The Chachomim were concerned, right? They put in a lot of effort into seeing to it that women got what they deserved. Therefore, even though the same reason applies to Sunday as applies to Wednesday, since you need 3 days to prepare the Suda, therefore the minig was to, that the takana was to get married on Wednesday. But in a case where that reason doesn't apply, where a Beis Din will be convened any day when it's necessary, and the person already prepared the suda 3 days before, there's no problem. Then you get married any day. Rashi. Shabbat Eidinim Kvuyim B'chol Yom, Kolomer Shekviyas Kol Hayom Mishodah. Doesn't mean that Beis Din sat every day. It means that no specific day was different than any other day. Beis Din convened whenever it was convenient, wherever they needed to. Aymar says, V'habo'in Shoktu Sheh Toreach B'suda Shloshi Yomim. You need another consideration. You need 3 days of suda preparation. The Tarech Lake, in Tarech Lake, Ne'ah Shabbos, talking where he already prepared before Shabbos. The Tikin, Tarechei Suda, Kon Tzabecha B'Shabbos or B'Shemim Shabbos. Then, since the reason for the Beis Din doesn't apply, if you get married on Sunday or Monday or any other day. Mai Shoktu, Heichon Shoninu Shoktu, the Makshin on La Hacha. Right, where did we know this idea of Shoktu that we can ask a question from it on Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak? Imi shum da omra Shmuel la'el, it's because Shmuel mentioned it, leslan la'osvei mino la'mor achrina. We can't ask a kasha because Shmuel held of this, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore it has to be some prior source to this idea of Shaktu that would be a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, on. Umisakona ve'elech, however, from the sakona and onward, nohaguam lichnos b'shlishi. They stopped getting married on Wednesday, and the minig was to get married on Tuesday. The lomichu biyodim chachomim, and the chachomim didn't stop the minig because of the sakona. Uvesheni lo yichnos, however, Monday not, the machmes ha'ones mutter, but if it's because of an ones, then even Monday is okay. Okay, this is talking in a case where there are batei dinim kvuim. But still, mipnei ha-sakana, it's okay, the minig was to do it on Tuesday, not on Monday, and if it's because of an illness, even Monday is okay. U'mafrish ne'sachosim min akala leilei Shabbos tchila, right, and this is all part of this brisa. And what's it called? And we don't permit the chosim akala to have relations on Friday night, mipnei shuosu chabura. Because breaking the besulim is a chabura, which is an isser on Shabbos, which we'll get to later on in the Gemara, what isser exactly is there, and is it the halach or not. So now the Gemara is going to explain this brisa. My sakana. What was the sakana that because of that sakana, they had the minig to make the chasana on Tuesday instead of Wednesday? Ilei mada amrei besula hanisis liyom haravi tehoret. Sakana means that they said whoever gets married on Wednesday gets killed, because they didn't want people to keep the takonos chachamim, right, and to do things religiously, and therefore they made a gzeira that anybody gets married on Wednesday, they kill him. So nohagu, well, what kind of, so the people were nohag because of that to get married on Tuesday, not Wednesday, so they shouldn't have to be killed, right? Legamri nakri, if it's a sakana like that, forget about the takana, take it away, so people's lives shouldn't be in danger, shouldn't be people who are stupid enough to get married on Wednesday get killed. So you should say, nobody should get married on Wednesday anymore. Not that, well, since they were knowing not to get married on Wednesday, we'll allow it, right? Should be makar the takon. Omar Rabba, da amrei besula hanisis biyom ravi tiboy lehegman tchila. No, it wasn't sakonis nefashos. It was that they said, whoever gets married on Wednesday has to first have relations with the general of that place, the governor of the place. So Mar says, hi sakona onis, it's not a sakona. That's called onus, right? That they were going to force this woman into relations. Where it says, no, mishum de'ikat tznuos, the mosun afshayu liktol of asin, they sakana, right? Because there are tznuos who will not realize that it's okay for them to live with this hegmon because it's yahorig, it's yavor v'al yahorig, and we'll see in 1 second why it's like that, right? And they'll be mosur nefesh not to live, they'll resist. Because they think that they're going to be usher to their husbands, and they're not usher to their husbands. Not if they're a regular Jewish. If they're married to a Kohen, then they are the usher to their husband. But they're going to think they're going to be usher to their husbands, so they'll resist, and then they'll be killed. So it could come l'day sakona, right? V'asin l'day sakona. Where it says, the lid broshu the onishari, so let's let it be known that onis, they're mutter to their husbands. And they're not going to be punished because they're being forced. And therefore they won't resist, and therefore won't come to the day sakana. Mara says, Ika prutzos, Ika nomi kahanos. No, there's also prutzos. If they hear that, they'll do it willingly and say that they were forced. And there are also kahanos that even if they were forced to usher to their husbands, and they will resist. So therefore, they didn't make a blanket drasha that it's okay to do, and they let the people stop getting married on Wednesday to avoid this problem, and they left it like that.
Okay.
Mar says vila akre gzeira, right? Be ma'akre the gzeira, right? Vila akre, no vila akre. Take away the takana completely. Why did he leave it up to the minute and leave the takana? But since people were knowing not to get married on Wednesday, they left it like that. But the takana remained. Mar says gzeira vida de batla of a takana de rabban and make gzeira lo akrina, because the gzeira is not going to be forever. It'll go away, and then the takana will come back into force. So to take away a takana because of the gzeira, we don't do. We just, what's it called, lift it, right, suspend it for a while. But we don't take it away completely because of the gzeira that anyway is going to be bottled eventually. Rashi. Min ha-sakona ve'elich le'kamim farishla. We're explaining what's sakona. U'v'sheni lo yichnos, v'shvil osu sakona. But on Monday, it's not necessary to get married because of the sakana. So it's enough to be mevatel the takana one day, not 2 days. Then tzorich lak or b'shviva takana sakana liyom echad. The etoreach mir shnei yom b'tzorich esuda. So at least from mekayim the shok to 2 days. Can't do it all 3 days, at least 2 of the days. But to make the wedding one day earlier than that, which is not necessary, because you can avoid the sakana by being makdim it one day and still be makayim 2 days of preparing for the meal, that they allowed. But to make it 2 days earlier and only have 1 day to prepare for the meal, that they didn't do. The makmas ha'onis, l'kam l'farish, and if it's an onis, then even on Monday they get married. Tchila im bi arishon lehi mafrishin osu min alei Shabbos. And the first relations, when she's still a basula, we don't allow on Friday night because it's an Isser Shabbos. Nohagu bitmiyah, the Gemara says if it's sakana, that they said whoever gets married on Wednesday gets killed, why then did they leave it up to the minig of people who didn't get married on Wednesday? You should have said, you're not allowed to get married on Wednesday, sakonis nefashis. Sakonis nefashisi. Biat omris nohagu lichnos biyom shlishi av a ma'akir revi lagamri lawakru. It would have been sakonis nefashis. They would have taken away the sakana completely and not let people even have a possibility of becoming in a makamakam pikuch nefesh. Na'akred yiskin lehem yom nacherim, right? So be ma'akir the takana, make another day. If the sakana was on Wednesday, lidrish lu da onis shari. Mara says no, it wasn't really a sakana. It was just that the women would be forced to have relations with the governor. And in the end, the Gemara says we want to take away the takana completely because eventually the gzeira will be bottled. But what's it called? The people were nohag not to get into that situation because it would lead to a sakana because there would be women who would resist, even though it's okay for them. Now, the question is, why is it okay for them? Because a woman who is raped against her will doesn't become usher to her husband. The only reason the woman would resist is because she thinks she's going to become usher to her husband. But if she won't become usher to her husband, she won't resist because she knows that her life will be in danger. But there are going to be tznuos that will resist even though they know their life will be in danger, right? And because they think that they become usher to their husbands. So Tosa says, forget about usher to their husbands or not. Gili Arayis is one of the 3 things that you have to give your life for. So it's not mutter for this woman, even if she's raped, right, to save her life and permit it. She has to resist. She has to resist. Because you're Harig Valyava. So Tosa says 2 terutzim. 1 teretz is Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not Yoharig Valyava or Bias Akum. Living with a goy, right, if a goy forces, if a Jew forces you to live with him, you're an Ashes Ish or whatever, it's an Isser, you're Isser to live with him, then it's your Yoharig Valyava. But a goy's bee is like a bee of a behemoth, and even though it asks her to her husband, but you're not chayiv to be Moser Nefesh for that. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Rivam argues on that, so the most Rishonim, and say that Avada is Yoharig Valyava, right, even by a goy. The reason a woman never is Yoharig Valyava by Arayas, because she's karka olam. One way of understanding that is that what's the reason that you have to be killed, that the avera shouldn't be done? But since the woman is a passive role, they could force her to do the avera and kill her. That's what she's gaining by resisting. Right? A man you can't force to do an avera of gili arayas because ain't kishu yelavdas. Right? If he doesn't want to have an erection, he won't. And therefore, what's it called? The man is always ledaito. And therefore, he's an active part, and he can resist, and he won't. The avera won't be done, and he'll die. But by the woman, we never can guarantee the avera won't be done. They could force her, do the avera, and kill her. So what does she gain by resisting? That's one pshat in karka olam. Another pshat in karka olam is that the only time it's yoharig valyava if the avera is being done in an active way. But if the avera is being done in a passive way, that we don't say Tahorig Val Tavor. There's a lot of differences between those 2 things, but those are the reasons why the woman would be allowed not to resist, even though it's Gili Arayis. And the only problem is that many Tznuos would resist anyway because they don't want to become usher to their husband. So the Mara says that she won't become usher. Tell them they don't become usher to their husband if it's against their will. The Mara says no. There'll be prutzos who'll take advantage of that and go running to the governor and say that she was forced. And there'll be what's a kohanis that taka do become usher to their husband and they'll resist because they don't want to become usher. So because of that, they, what's it called, they let the people get married on Tuesday. Ikaprutzos, the ima kelinen lahu, abdi baratzon, the nesoros al valeya. And the husbands won't know. They'll be doing it really baratzon, and they'll say that they're being forced, and they'll be usher to their husbands, end up living with their husbands, the isher. So we can't make this drasha well known because people will take advantage of it.
The
ika, what?
Yes,
for sure. The ika nami kohanos, shenesos al baleyam af ba'onis. There's kohanos also that are also to their husbands, even ba'onis. The inu mosu nafshay lemisa, and they will resist, and they'll be killed. The Ashes Kohen Shinen Sasur Labailu, the Kamba Perigdal Yafinma. We learn where we know that an Ashes Kohen is Osir even if she's forced. Uli Akri, Hoil the Zim and the Ika Sakana, why don't we take away the Takana completely? Since sometimes it could lead to Sakana's Nefashos, forget about the Takana. Samara says, no, we don't take away a Takana because of a temporary Gzeira. We leave the Takana, we let people do, we suspend it. Because and let people do differently for until the Gzeira will go away, and then the Takana comes back into force. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Ihachi bishlishi nami osi uboil. Right. The Gemara says if that's the case, then if people started having the minig of having what's it called of people had the minig of getting married on Tuesday. The governor's not an idiot. He's going to start seeing the people getting married Tuesday. So he'll come on Tuesday and live with them. Mistake a walker nafshe. No, because not for sure. Now, there's when there was a takana, everybody got married on Wednesday. So he came to, you know, take his tax. Right? But on Tuesday, it was only some people were knowing to get married on Tuesday. So he wasn't sure. So it wasn't worth his time to come because maybe there'd be a wedding on Tuesday. Okay, they didn't really invite him to begin with. Okay. Uvesheni lo yichnos. Morris says on Monday not. The machmas haonis mutter. My onus. So what onus is this? Ile mahoda amoron. Right. If it's what, the same kind of onus that the guy's going to come and live with the women. Right. Hosum kari lusakonda vacha kari le onus. Why did it change the lashon? It should keep a, what's it called, parallel, what's it called, consistent, that we're still talking about an onus that could come to sakana, call it a sakana. Why do we all of a sudden change the terminology? The su hasam nagu hacham mutter. There it says just nagu. Here it says if somebody comes to ask, we tell them it's mutter to get married on Monday. But it wasn't that there was a mass minig to get married on Monday. Amarava the amri sartzava bolair. It's a different onus, right? That the what's it called in a time of onus means that if when they got then they got married on Wednesday, the what's it called the sartzava would come and plunder the Suda. So they said what's it called that the army's coming to the city, and if there's a wedding on Wednesday they're going to plunder the Suda. So then you can make it even on Monday. If it's talking where he's coming this Wednesday but he's leaving, so make it next Wednesday. So postpone the wedding for a week. It's talking where he's going to remain, we don't indefinitely, so we can't push off the wedding indefinitely. So if we get married on Wednesday, he's coming Wednesday, and if we get married on Wednesday or any day after that, they're going to plunder the meal. So therefore, you have to get married before that. Samara says, "Begimul meal ichnos." So then, get married on Tuesday. He's coming, not coming till Wednesday. So he's not going to plunder the meal until Wednesday. So get married on Tuesday. Why Monday? Yispar v'diday begimul ko'asu, right? The before the actual generals come, his lackeys come, right? And they also plunder the Suda. So if we know that the Sartzava is coming on Wednesday, you know that on Tuesday there's going to be a problem too. So you have to push it up 2 days till Monday. Rashi. Bishlishi nami asu boil. Even the yodesh is chilul lino b'shiv. Since the governor figures out, hey, people aren't getting married on Wednesday anymore. Comes to the city, there's no more marriages, and he sees that everybody's getting doing it on Tuesday. So he's going to come and be boiled the women on Tuesday. Mistake alok anafshi. No, since even the lav kvi is gomer. It's not a takana. Everybody gets married on Tuesday. Who are you? They takana is based in. Shvekahi lo im yesh nisuin hayom ba'ir the lo akar nafshe lovo ba'ir, and they didn't obviously publicize weddings because they didn't want this guy to know, so he did not going to come. He's suffic. Hasam nagu mashma rubam nagu. By the case of sakana, it says most of the people were knowing to get married on Tuesday, but over here it says mutter. If somebody comes to ask, hacha mutter lo gar sinu chatzila hachi kamatama hacha mutter tani the mashrin yimloch ish yechidi vebeisin yatirula. Somebody comes to ask, can I get married on Tuesday? We tell them it's okay. On Monday, because of the onus. But it's not that they were no hate to get married on Monday. The army's coming and they'll plunder any food they can get. So they see a big wedding thing, they will requisition it for the army. So if the guy's just coming for a day and leaving, so postpone the wedding till next week. So that's the case, and he's coming on Wednesday, make the marriage on Tuesday. Why do you have to make it up on Monday? Right? We always say we try to have as many days possible of preparation. So why did they allow to get married on Monday? It was enough to do it on Tuesday, since he was coming on Wednesday. The people who prepare the meals for the army come the day before to prepare everything. The Lashon Laz, Hirnais, whatever it is. So therefore, we can't get married on Tuesday or Wednesday, because that's when they're going to plunder. From that point on, it's indefinite when they're going to leave, so you can't postpone the wedding too much. So then, if somebody came to ask, could I get married on Monday? In such a situation, they let them get married on Monday, even when the Takana of the Mishnah applied.
Okay. Yeah. Only
what?
Only
he didn't make the Gzeira only on Wednesday. He made it that whenever he knew that women, Jewish women, were getting married, and they only got married on Wednesday, he would come to be bold. He didn't make his Gzeira only on Wednesday. He made a Gzeira that whenever Jewish women get married, I'm first. And Jewish women got married on Wednesday.